लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Today I have an actor. To be honest, I'm happy to have him alone because normally he's always been seen with some actors around him or in a side role or not alone. And I'm happy to have him now for me alone. Okay, for you in the podcast also. So I say hello to Jeff Violet and welcome to my podcast. How are What's you doing, on? Jeff?
I am doing great. Happy to be here alone with you.
Alone, yeah.
And
I thought that's so great that I have the chance to talk to you in private. We are private. Yeah, kind of private. It's just you and me and a bunch of listeners, but it's okay. No, because I saw you, okay, lately more in lead roles, but I assume the first time I saw you ever, you were ever any type of side roles in a vertical.
What was the first one? Do you remember?
I started watching 2023. You know how many I've seen since then?
You don't remember what your first role you saw me in was?
No. Okay. As I said, what do you think? How many verticals I've watched since 20? And to be honest, I'm so bad in the titles.
I'm going to guess. I've seen some crazy numbers from people, actually, when I scroll on Instagram of how many verticals people have watched. I'm going to say in 2020, I don't know. I mean, I've seen some people break 1,000.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. All right. Congratulations.
That's not a problem. To be honest, I started watching verticals in August 2023. It's 2.5 years now.
So you're averaging, yeah, that's like that's more than 3 a day. That's impressive.
Yeah, I can tell you, when I started watching verticals, I was a bit dumb in the vertical stuff because, you know, I was catched by an advertising on Facebook from Real Short, the classic one, which catched nearly every fan. And my first vertical I watched was The Double Life of My Billionaire Husband with Jared Harper on Real Short.
Yep.
And every time there was shown another episode, and I tried barely to resist because I didn't want to pay to see a show. But 2 weeks, I can't resist anymore. And I purchased a weekly membership on Real Short. And then I had a weekly membership and I watched all the shows which were released till that point on Real Short, exceptional the Chinese one.
Sure, that's how they get you.
I cannot
watch you like that.
Yeah, so only in this week it was more than 3 per days because there were already a lot of shows out. And I thought, to be honest, now I have watched all the shows, so there's nothing new, nothing more. I can finish watching verticals. Mm-hmm. And then I saw this point coming soon. And I said, what? There are new ones? And I scrolled and dropped and I said, oh, shit. And then I was addicted. And the trap got me.
Yeah, that's how we get you. We give you a little taste of it and then invite you in for the rest.
And if you ever watched one ad, do you know how many other ads popped up after that? Holy moly.
Tell me about it. Do you know how many ads I get from search? You know, if I try to search, like my feed is full of them.
Yes. And then I
I started recognizing, oh, there's another platform where oh, and another platform. And then I got to Dramabox, to GoChort. And since then,
You're all in. Yep. They
it's
get you like that.
I've never used my TV since then.
Actually,
Yeah, really.
you can't. I tried the other day to cast one to my TV. It didn't let me. I tried to cast a vertical to the TV to have it on because I wanted to see it.
No, they forbidden. I'm just on
Yeah.
your IMDb. What was your first vertical you did?
My first vertical I did, I'll tell you, it was it has something
Become
to do with
the
the court.
idol, cry crazy beat.
Yes, so that one was my first vertical ever, but I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it was. I was living in LA. I saw a casting and it was said it was a day player, so I said sure. It was a paycheck. I was going to go in. They said a few hours. Sure. I showed up, had no idea what it was, and when I showed up, they looked at me and they were like, I checked in, immediately had dinner for me waiting, so I was immediately excited. And because I was like, I was like, guys, I just walked in. Like I recognized a few other people from the set from just different, just being in LA. I've bumped into people. So I said hi quickly, and then I was like, I don't need dinner. Like I just got here, and somebody grabbed me, and they're like, you're one of the dancers, right? And I was like, no. And I was like,
Yeah.
we like I was like, I don't really know what I'm here for. I know I'm here to. I was told I was gonna be background. But I don't believe I'm a dancer. And they were like, no, you are. And I was like, okay, sure. And they were like, what's your experience dancing? And I'm like, I don't, I like a wedding. Like, you know what I mean? Like wedding dancing. Like there's no dance, like not a real dancing, but it was, I mean, whatever. So I did it. It was very basic. And I popped in there quickly, left, and I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it was. I had no idea. I didn't know where it was coming out. I shouldn't say I didn't really care, but I was, it was very quickly I popped in and out. And then after that, I think I did one with Christine K. Larson that I was a villain in, which I forget. I think that went to Playlit originally. I couldn't tell you what the title was. And then after
Wait,
that, I
I'm
did. I don't even know if that one's on IMDb, to be totally honest with you. And then after that, I believe the next one I did was She's Not Your Fiance with Nick Rotako, Casey Schreier, Sophia DeLuca. Myself, and that one was fun. So that was really my first like kind of
the next one is Fleeing Husband, which is listed at your
another day player.
profile.
I think I did maybe very early on. Those ones I shouldn't say I don't count, but those ones where I just kind of popped in the background don't really stick.
The dual nature of his seductive
Yes, that's the one I
voice.
did with Christine K. Larson and Teresa Croft, and that was very early on. That one. So that one was the first kind of acting I did, and it was I don't want to say intimidating, but I was never really on a set with like a speaking role where I had to go through like makeup and wardrobe and all that kind of stuff. So when I showed up to set, I had no I God bless everyone, because I had no idea what was going on. I mean, literally, they're like, all right, we're gonna do, I mean, Loreen, the director, was like, we're gonna do blocking, and I'm like, sounds good. I have no idea what blocking is.
Okay.
And so they're like, Jeff, come on. I'm like, oh no, I haven't been blocked. And but so I mean they really were very nice to me, because I had no idea. And but yeah, so then just kind of every time you learn a little more. I think the best way for anything
Learning
is
by doing.
learning by doing, whether it's no matter what career. I always tell my interns that I'm like, you learn by doing. Get in here, I'm gonna, learn by doing.
And to be honest, I think that the crew on this set wasn't already so experienced too in
We were all
verticals.
learning. We were all learning at the beginning, and that's the thing that's interesting now is, a lot of new people are trying to get into it, and there's definitely a learning curve with verticals, right? They're not filmed the same as a normal movie in a way. They move very quickly, and you learn quickly when you're on set. People say you can feel the camera, right? So like if you can, you always kind of have an eye of where the camera is or where you're supposed to be. So there's times where you're going and you kind of know where you're supposed to be or what you're supposed to do just from doing as many verticals. Like I know I have to be right next to this person because we're in a vertical frame, or if I can see, to save time, I'm speaking to someone, here, and all of a sudden I see they come to here and they block. I can quickly, like you can feel, okay, I got to slide to the left, slide to the left quickly, readjust and keep going. And But yeah, they've come a long way since those first ones. Like it, which is why I always joke about the people coming in, who are newer, and they're like, "This is great." I'm like, "You don't remember what it was like when we first started these." It was, everybody was learning.
I'm old in this scene.
I'm old in general, but yeah, I'm
Don't tell me about an age. I'm sure you're younger than I am, so.
24. You're 24?
Oh. Yeah.
Knew it.
No. I'm a professor at the university, Jeff.
You're a professor? What do you
Business
teach?
informatics.
Business, a business form. Did I take an ethics class in college?
I studied business engineering and business
You studied
informatics.
business, so that's basically essentially what I studied in college. I studied construction management, so I'm assuming that's
No,
I
I'm
took a
studying
business.
more informatics one, SAP software, stuff like that.
Okay. I was like, I did it. So mine was a mixture of engineering, but more structural engineering, things like that, with a mixture of
You
business class.
construct the machines and I construct that they are running, you know?
Yep, there we go.
So in that way.
But it's
So remember, I'm a professor at the university, so is there a possibility that I'm 25?
yeah. I mean, is there not? You could have got your doctorate
Okay, to
gone
be
right to
honest, I started lecturing when I was 23. So, okay. Yeah, okay.
Hey,
Yeah, you're right.
I have a degree too. I know. I have some logical, some critical thinking going on.
Yeah, I don't know how it works in the US. Here in Germany, I was at the gymnasium. I finished school when I was 19 and I went straight to study and I finished studying when I was 22.
Yeah, I finished. I had a late bir I have a later birthday, so I finished. Most people finish at 22. I finished at 21 and started working.
Holy.
So I went to when I went to university, I mean college, university, I was 17 when I went there. Most kids are 18. It was just I had a later birthday. So my parents, either for like we call it kindergarten, like preschool, like when you're a little kid, my parents could have held me,
Yeah.
or got, and I think they were just like, get this kid out, like take them, like,
We
yep,
don't
here you
want to
go.
have him at home
Yep.
anymore. He should go to
Yep.
school, please.
Exactly. Like, get him
Oh.
out of here. So yeah, that's why I was like, I just had a late birthday. So but I always tell people, I'm like, yeah, no, I was really smart, but that's why I
I
finished
was too
early.
intelligent. Sorry for that.
Yep.
To go any. Yeah, I totally agree. Totally
But
agree.
you.
Did you already know that back then what you want to do or what you want to
Nope.
study?
Nope.
Or why
Not at
did
all.
you
When I
study
went,
this engineering stuff?
to college, university, I didn't know what I was going to study. So
Okay.
I wasn't big. I mean, I did well. I did fine in school. I wasn't my I didn't love it though. Like my mother definitely dragged me through high school to graduation. Like I there's no way I would have, done that on my own. I was like, I shouldn't say I wasn't keen on going to school for college, but it was
You were lazy
offered.
like I was, right?
Oh, I was a little lazy, but my father and grandfather were both in the trades, so they didn't go to college. They were both in the trades. My mother went to college for an associate's degree, so 2 years. So it just wasn't super, high on my radar of things. I was just done with school by high school. I'm like, I don't want to keep doing this. So I toured a few schools. And I was kind of like, whatever. I found one I had a friend who went to, and I was like, sure, I'll go there. I applied, got in. That was going to be my plan. I was going to go for business, just general business, because my friend's parents who went to school were all in the business world. So I was like, okay, I guess you go for business. I'll go for business, undecided, like a general business, and then narrow it down after that. And my mother told me to apply to Roger Williams University, which is a small school in Rhode Island, a small state, but it's on the water. It's a gorgeous campus. So she's like, I think you like it. It's on the water. I grew up with boats and things like that. So she's like, I think you'd enjoy it. It's a very nice campus. So I applied, I got in. I went to tour it and I liked the campus, but here's the thing they don't get. Here's the thing they don't tell you. When you go to tour, it's the summer. So it's warm. It's gorgeous. When you go in the winter, it's freezing.
Oh, come on. Are you such a sunny boy guy? who told me
Oh
lately,
no, I mean, I don't
everyone,
know
because we have here a lot of snow at the moment and it's fucking
Oh.
freezing here. And
Oh, I
everyone is
mean,
telling
well,
me, oh no, I can't go there. That's too cold for me. I love the
no.
sun.
I grew up, let me see. I don't know what it is in Celsius. I could tell you where I grew up. I grew up in New England, and what is it? It's actually not too bad right
We
now.
have actually
So
minus 13 Celsius.
today it's -4 Celsius, where I
Okay.
grew up. So
Okay.
it's not where I grew up, but it's a different kind of cold in California. But no, so yeah, I went and it was just, so you walked backwards everywhere because it was so windy. And but anyway, so I went for business, and like midway through the first year, I was like, I don't like this. This is not, I don't enjoy it, not for me. And a kid who was living across the hall from me walked into his room, and he had pictures on his computer of like a shed that'd be in your backyard, like he
Yeah.
was building.
Yeah.
And so I looked at him, and I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, this is a project. And I'm like, what project are you building, a shed? And he told me, he goes, I do construction management is my major. And I grew up building things. Because my grandfather and father were in the trades, we used to finish basements, build decks off houses, all things like that. I used to build with my friend bike jumps and zip platforms in the trees. So I was like, oh, that seems like something I'd like. So I called my mother and I was like, yeah, I think I want to switch majors. So we looked it up, and I went to the engineering school, and I switched. And it was just something I was more interested in, because it was something I had an interest in growing up. So it was a lot of fun labs, but I also, yeah. So I switched. I ended up going for construction management. Not to keep talking. I graduated. That's what I did after college. I did it for a little over 6 years. Ran managed construction
Oh.
projects. Yep. I did big, no houses. Bigger jobs. Like my smallest job was around $58 million. My biggest one was about $120 million. And then Eric Guilmette, he was my random roommate freshman year of college. He was out here modeling, doing all that kind of stuff, and he kept telling me, he's like, you should quit and come out here. I said no for years and years and years, and eventually after a couple opportunities came my way for modeling, after COVID, I was like, I was burnt out from work, and I'm like, let me come out here and try it. So I did, and it definitely was not easy, but it's a very small world out here. Like my first photo shoot, I was actually just talking about, I don't, you might know Noah Fernley, or who he is,
Yeah.
but yeah. So I was actually chatting with him yesterday, because the first photo shoot I ever did was with a photographer in New York, who I believe was also his first photo shoot he ever did. For the same photographer that we both got messaged. It was just like, these little connections. But yeah, so I came, in fact, I didn't know who he was. The photographer actually asked me. He's like, you're from Connecticut, you must know Noah Fernley. And I'm like, no, I have no idea who Noah Fernley is. Like, that's Connecticut has, I don't know how many, whatever, million people. And
Yeah.
fast forward, 6 years, I'm like, oh my God, yeah, I do know Noah. I do know Noah
I know
Fernley.
him.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's
When was your first contact to acting then? Or when did I assume you didn't that at school or something like that already?
nope. The closest thing I had to acting, which is why I say at first I wasn't interested in it, is in high school I built the sets for the school plays, and they're
Okay.
always in the fall was musicals, and in the spring was like musical comedies. But I'm not a singer, and I played a lot of sports in high school, so I didn't really run in that circle. So that was my exposure to acting, was like, theater, musical theater, and that just wasn't something I was interested in doing.
Yeah.
So it just wasn't. And I'm going to be totally honest, I mean, I loved, I'm not a, she says, I don't love cinema, I love movies. I like comedies and things like that. But I don't know, it just never processed to me like, oh, you could do this. I don't know. It just never, I never put two and two together. But when I came out here and had the opportunity to try it, it's very similar to construction for me in a way that it's a lot of, it's teamwork, like everything, it's full on teamwork. You meet a lot of interesting people, and I love having a tangible thing when I'm done with something,
Yeah.
which I loved in construction. I could drive down the highways in Connecticut and point out, yep, I was a part of that one, I was a part of that one, John did that. There's a thing when you're
Yeah.
done, and that's what I like about this. There's a thing when you're done. And
Yeah.
I do very love this industry. I've said it before, which is similar to construction, was that's an industry where people really take pride in what they do. And a lot of people like, and same in, on set, most people take pride in what they do because they want to be there. You know, like there's a lot of professions where it's like, I don't want, like, you know, you go into some miserable places, you know, working, you know, you get the customer service agent who's not that nice. And they're like, I don't really want to be here. I'm waiting till 5 o'clock to go home. I just need my paycheck to get out of here. Where, you know, people here genuinely want to be there. And that makes a big difference when you talk to people who want to be doing what they're doing.
What was the reaction of your mother when you told her, "Oh, listen, I don't want to be a constructor anymore. I'm now a model and an actor."
I really don't remember my mother's reaction, but I do remember was I was modeling on the side a little bit. I went to New York, I went to Florida, I was in Mexico, I was in Missouri for a little while. Just quick like weekend trips that I took off from work, but nobody knew it at work what I was doing. And they just thought I was, they just knew I was taking whatever. I'm on vacation, I'm taking Friday off, we'll be back on Monday. And I was starting to grow my Instagram a little bit, but still nobody had found it. And I was, thank God nobody found it, because the last thing on a construction site you want to find, you want people to find, is you in your underwear on your Instagram page, a bunch of guys. So I did not want any of that. I used to get made fun of, I mean, I had a very reputation, I had a good reputation, I think, on the job. So I was very firm, but very fair. So I got along with most of the people. I was very much, if you help me out, I'll help you out. And, yeah, so thank God nobody found it. And then at the end, I remember when I finally got the courage to put in my 2 weeks' notice, I put in my 2 weeks. And I was with a bigger company, so they have a little exit interview, to, because basically a lot of times if you're going to a direct competitor, they'll escort you out and you don't finish your 2 weeks. If you're not, so I told them, I was like, yeah, so like, where are you going? And I was like, what company? And I'm like, I'm actually not going to a company. I'm going to LA to try modeling. And the reaction was, I was ready to get, I think they were kind of caught off guard, because not sure if anyone's ever said that to them in a construction interview. But I had a couple people call me afterward who are higher up in our company, and the reaction was actually very much like, they all said, hey, if you ever, if it doesn't work out, you come back, our door is always open. But all of them were like, good for you, because I should say, some of the older guys I talked to were like, good for you, because there's something I wish I did that I never took the chance to, and now it's almost too late in my life, or not too late, but I have my family, I have my kids, I can't, take that risk
You're not
anymore.
so free, yeah.
Yeah, so the reaction was very positive from all those people, which I was actually very, I was more nervous about those guys than my parents, to be totally honest with you. Because my parents, I think my parents were okay with it in a way that, because I had that background doing that and I worked in it for so long, they knew that if it doesn't work,
You have always a plan B.
I have a plan B that I can go back to. And I will say, I still could talk to a lot of people I used to work with, and every now and then a job offer comes in for something in construction, and sometimes it's a little tempting, but not really. Sometimes the money is, you're like, oh, a steady paycheck, paid benefits. Ooh, that sounds good. But no,
I
I'm not
believe.
ready yet.
Yeah, maybe you can do that if you are, I don't know, if you don't want to do this vertical stuff again or.
I love the vertical stuff. It's also, people have asked me, why don't you do both? But that is an industry where you work 24/7. My minimum week was 60 hours, and I had 10 days off a year. So
No.
you can't do both.
I'm happy that you choose the acting because
Me
otherwise
too.
I wouldn't have seen you in
We
any
wouldn't be
way.
here.
So for me, thank you, Jeff, that you did that.
Thank you.
And
Thank you. I couldn't do.
I think a lot of other from people from the audience would say the same.
Well, I'm very grateful to legitimately have the opportunity, and we, I mean, none of us would be doing what we're doing without you, one, all the viewers, but you doing this podcast, and even, generating more eyes, and creating that community of people that watch it and
I'm
make it feel like
actually
a
at the
community.
moment try to get the verticals here to Germany because here in Germany you find don't find anything about them. Nothing. If you are
Nobody
even
knows about
look
her.
if you are
Really?
even look at there are some people, for example, Bianca who runs the fandom for the Ukrainian actors and actresses and
Yes.
She lives in Germany, and the girl who runs Kiki Frex fandom lives also in Germany. But it's for example, when I started this podcast, I have another podcast. No, it's not the private podcast, it's a podcast about me and my life, and that exists now for 5 years. And first I thought, okay, let's do some episodes also in this podcast. So, but it's a podcast in German, so would be a bit. And the other things is, I know exactly that 90% of the audience doesn't even know what verticals are, so they were a bit confused. And when I started this podcast, I got asked a lot from people here, what are these verticals? Is this a movie you are talking about? No, it's not. So, and normally these are women in the typical target group for verticals. So my cousin asked me, what is that? And I thought, huh? Doesn't no one knows what these are? And then I Googled it, and you don't find. Oh, exceptional two German articles about a vertical stuff, and other way, nothing, really nothing, nothing on Wikipedia, nowhere. It's
Interesting.
nowhere in German language, nowhere to find. And I
Huh.
thought, eh, that's stupid because Candy Jar is based in Germany, in
Are
Berlin.
they?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, that's, I always tell people when they ask, because a lot of people, when I go home or, even out here, if we bump into somebody, we don't know, we're explaining what we do.
Yeah.
We started the conversation, our descriptions, where we used to go through, okay, it's like a full, it's an hour and a half, movie, but it's chopped up into different pieces and you watch on your phone. Now I normally lead with, are you on social media? And if they say yes, I go, have you ever seen a little clip of an advertisement? It might be like a werewolf or a billionaire. And they go, and everyone, I shouldn't say
Yeah.
everybody, like
Yes.
75, 80% of people go, yeah. And I went,
That's
that's it.
it. That's what I'm doing.
Yep, I'm like that's it. And a lot of them have been like, oh, I've definitely seen that. And then sometimes I'll be like, who's your favorite person? Who's your favorite person? Like, and
Have you
they'll
ever
tell me, I'm like,
seen
okay.
me? Huh?
No, but like, I do. Yeah, I'm always like, who do you, or what you, I always, either that or like, what's your favorite genre? Because that I'm actually very much interested in, like, what people say their favorite genre is.
Then you should
If you're
listen to the last monthly recap because we are talking about which genre we want to see more and
good.
new in the vertical space.
That's what I'll have to go. Don't spoil it for the viewers. I'll go back and listen because I'm actually
You can
curious to hear.
listen to it later and to fall asleep. It's 1 hour 48 minutes to
That's
listen.
nothing. Because sometimes I am shocked. I shouldn't say shocked, but I realize quickly when I hear what people's favorite genres are that in a lot of people have told me the same genre. When I hear it, I'm like, see, I wouldn't have guessed that, but okay. Like, all right, I'm
What
like,
would you
yeah.
guess what's my favorite genre?
I don't I'm just, I mean, werewolf.
You got into this because you started at Jeff's
Yeah,
Honor.
werewolf. Werewolf.
No, to be honest, first I avoided werewolf and vampire stuff because I thought it was so really, what's that?
But
Yeah, then the real shot thing. The other shows were watched, so I had to watch this.
I get a lot of people who tell me their favorite is werewolf.
Yeah, a lot of people love the werewolf stuff.
I think that's one of the most I hear is werewolf is the favorite.
But okay, a little spoiler of this monthly December recap. I watched a werewolf one, which was the crap of the month for me.
Okay.
And 1 point of that was that it was it declared as a werewolf one, but no one shifted. Only at the end, one person shifted. No, two person shifted, but not even the male lead one. And there were no fights, no claws, nothing. And it was declined as declared as a werewolf one. So, for me, I needed if it's a genre, also mafia. The one I told you who was really
Yep,
bad
mafia.
shitty one wasn't even a mafia one. There was no mafia relations, the whole storyline. Only in the end, they say that they are a mafia and that nothing would happen if they were killed, these three people. That was all the mafia-related stuff in this vertical one. So for me, I don't need a special genre, but if it's declared as a special genre, I want this genre to see in this whole vertical. It's the same with the Christmas verticals who came out lately. We also discussed that in a monthly recap. You will hear that. There were so many declared as a Christmas vertical, and the whole Christmas thing was a Christmas tree in the background, and that's it. Holy crap.
I don't disagree with you. I did one that was billed as a werewolf, but really the werewolf, I actually thoroughly liked the vertical. I think it's one of the, commercially it did okay, but the werewolf was the forbidden love aspect. But really, I mean, I transformed quickly once, but it definitely, you know, they build as a werewolf, but the werewolf gets me sometimes because I feel like with werewolf, you need a lot of the special effects, you know, with shifting. And I think it's like, it can look very cheesy if there's too many, because special effects are expensive. So it's this fine line you walk of how much can we do it, but not make it look like a cartoon or clip art or something.
Yeah, to be honest, I liked more the vampire stuff, but vampires are lately so less. I like the vampire stuff because of the locations and the costumes. They were so great.
The locations are fantastic. Yeah. If you get some good locations for vampire ones or just the medieval kind of thing, yeah.
And you have a great male lead who really looks like a vampire because he's super pale. Oh, yes.
You gotta have the pale.
Yeah.
Gotta have the paleness.
You know, to be honest, I came in Cardiff as a vampire. No way. But a Casey Esser is a vampire.
I'd buy
or
that.
Or a Felix. Or a Felix.
Felix would be great. I love Felix.
He did the vampire one, and it was so good.
Felix is the person. But Felix is so talented.
Yeah.
I've definitely watched some of Felix's for sure because I like
Felix.
I like
Felix catched
so
me. Felix catched me in my worst nightmare after Game of Choice.
Oh, ridiculous.
With this creepy smile, hello, that was so holy moly! I was so shocked how evil he can be.
He is, which even impresses me more because that is the farthest thing from him in real life. Is evil?
Yeah, and
but
then you see him
so
in the drama pop show The Summer I Turn. You know?
Yeah,
it's so different.
He had me swooning in that. That's one I watched the whole thing. I actually did watch all of Felix's and Kayla's The Summer I Turn.
So you're a Felix super fan or what?
Yep. I have poster him in my room. No. I know. I definitely am a Felix. I team Felix all day.
And you have somewhere tattooed his autograph or stuff like
I have,
that?
Yeah, him in the front, Jackson Tiller on the back.
Okay. Yeah. And not even Eric? Hello.
No, it's too close. I don't want to, you know, no, we're too close.
Okay.
I'm still waiting on my signed copy of Sex and Oatmeal from him.
You didn't get one?
I can't get the, everybody buys them up too quickly. The drops go way too fast. I can't. I was over here, right? I have my computer open. No, not yet.
Okay. So it seems like you're really always the second one, huh? In some situations.
Some situations. I don't mind it though.
Playing the lead is really good, isn't it?
You know what? Yes and no.
And
I was talking about this last night on a call with a project. I was talking to a team, and it is fun to do both in a way, because usually when you're the male lead, they tell you to do less, right? They want you to be very stoic, very
good looking, just good
cold.
Looking or what?
Stand there. Yep, stand over there. Where they don't give you a lot of opportunity sometimes to be charismatic and have a personality. Where if you're the villain, you can't go too big. They're like, go for it. Like they will never ask you to tone it down. So it is fun to kind of do both sides. Obviously, I mean, being the male lead's super fun too, but I do thoroughly enjoy doing both, to be honest. The mail lead's fun, but also it's a nice change every now and then to just go in there and have total free rein to just be absolutely unhinged. And they're going to look at you and go, good, good, rather than do less.
You want to know what the show was I liked most of you?
Yes.
The Billionaire's Matchmaker.
I love that one.
It was so, the storyline was so great.
It was so good.
Really. It was so totally fresh and new storyline. I
Yep.
was so, oh hell yes, thank you.
And I feel like that one was a very feel good story.
And it was
Like
more a
everyone.
down-to-earth story. You know why? Because dating apps and stuff like that are not so uncommon in
No.
using. It's so kind of normal and popular to use them that I think for the audience it was more easy to feel what's going on this in the story than if it would be the typical trope lines in it.
Yep, and I think that script, I mean, I love most of Short's content. That script was really good, and I used to work with
The
a
cast was really good, to be
oh
honest.
they, yeah, I mean Kirby's amazing. Mark Panarelli is absolutely dynamite. It just yeah, I love Mark. Paulina, yeah, everybody was awesome. But I used to work with a guy, I had a boss who would always say his saying was shit in, shit out. And we start, so if you start with a script that's not good, it's very tough to then take it into something that's great. But that story flowed very well. There was very little that we, changed. It worked. And Casey, my God, I'm blanking right now. Casey Jackson, who was the director on it, he had a very open space, which is nice to say, if anyone has any ideas to, that make this, better, you have an idea for a character. He would always tell you, my character Ethan in that one, he goes, Jeff, you're the head of the Ethan department. So nobody knows Ethan better than you. So if you have an idea or you don't think something makes sense or you wouldn't do this, say it because you're the one who would, who knows Ethan the best. Just like Kirby's gonna know her character the best, Mark is gonna know his character the best. But yeah, that was I'm so happy that people liked that one because that was
I really
definitely
like
one of
that
my
one
favorites
because the
too.
chemistry was so great, and
Good.
it was so good. It was really good produced, really. And that was a vertical I watched, and I was so, what? Already the finished? Oh no.
Back to the start.
Yeah, no, there are some verticals when I'm starting looking how many episodes are left, it's
Oh no.
critical. Then it's
No.
critical, then it's so, okay, yeah, okay, I will watch it to the end. Yeah, so but sometimes it happened, you started watching and then you're bam bam, ah yeah, okay. And I watch all vertical normally straight through. I'm not the type of break watcher, watching 10 episodes, doing a break.
Yep.
No. When I started watching a vertical, I normally watch it in one way through. And this one, it was really this one. What? Already? No. Can I have another one? I like this one. No, because it was so a kind of refreshing, great story. And as I said, the cast was really great for that. Sometimes the story is good, but the cast.
Yeah, I think I liked in that one too. I mean, like you said, it was a little more grounded. I mean, like the producers, Fumero Films, everybody is amazing. But that story I liked too because it was a constant battle of will they, won't they? Right, because are they going to, are they not? It wasn't in the obstacles they had to face were not ridiculous, if that makes sense. They're not
I
completely
know.
over like okay, sure, her stepmother is locking her in the basement so she can't see him. It was very much just like I don't, I'm with this guy. I don't know if I can take the risk. Wow, my father wants me, my family. I mean, family pressure is a real thing in real life.
Yes.
To make your parents happy. And so it was those obstacles you had to overcome were completely ridiculous. And it was the will they, won't they the whole way through. Like,
Yeah.
yeah.
And I really like that, in some verticals, The women are lawyer or whatever, and they are saying so stupid things where you think, really, and you are a studied person and you would do such a shit. That doesn't make sense. You would tell me you are a lawyer, that you are so powerful in court, but in private at home you are so weak. No way.
Yeah.
And in that vertical, it was really like, okay, they are really good fit for the role, and the roles are so well written. No one is instantly dumb in any situation. It's just a conflict, and that was so good. That was really good. Can you do
Thank you.
something like this again?
I would love to. That cast was great too, where nobody on that cast had an ego either. So everybody was very open to like, no, like let's do this. We're having fun, fun. If anything, anybody sees anything, tell me. There was nobody was had to be anxious about, getting a note or giving direction or saying, let's do it again. I would love to do one like that again. I just like the sweetness aspect of it, where it was a very sweet story. It was everybody also, which I talked about to a production last night, is I'm going to say everybody got what they deserved in that story. Where
Yes.
certain ones of these, you have a male lead who does atrocious things and there's zero consequence at the end of it.
Yeah.
And you're
True.
like, hold on a second. What? Like that person did this and, or.
And that was a story also. No raping, no
Nope.
kidnapping, no hospital team scene, no banquet scene,
Oh, I
nothing
believe
needed.
there was a hospital. There was a
Yes,
hospital
but
scene.
the typical hospital, like
Yes.
he needed a urgent brain
Yeah.
surgery, or he miscar she miscarriage, or the typical, let's say the typical vertical
Yes.
hospital scene. Sorry,
Absolutely.
let's say
I
that way.
loved one of my, well, I mean, yeah, there were a couple good. I mean, that was Mark did the lettuce throw on that one. He did his little dance, zipping up his pants. I had my date with Miss Sunshine, 1964, I think it was. That was just, she was so, I forget her name. I wish I knew the woman who was the actress in that. She was so funny. Where again, talking about somebody with no ego coming in and very willing to make fun of themselves.
Yes, that's
The
good.
taking the teeth out, all those pi also all those pictures in the book that I flipped through. I'm not sure if any were really shown. Were really her. So I forget her name. She was actually a pageant queen back when she was
Really?
younger. Yeah. So all the pictures in that book that was brought on the table were actually her. She brought all those herself, and she had
That's
some
great.
awesome stories about like when she was younger and was working in Hollywood. And she was, oh my, I wish I remember. She was so badass. She pulled up this BMW convertible and she's like, you know what? I forget how old she was, but she's like, I wanted a convertible, so I bought it. And I was like, I want to be like you when I'm older. just
Yeah.
unapologetically do
You
what you want.
found your role model.
Yep. Unapologetically do what you want.
Yeah, but so you have done now a few verticals. Do you know exactly how much?
I don't know. It's in I somebody I think if you count on IMDb, it's like 30 or 31. But I don't want to say I don't count the ones that I popped in the background. So I
Yeah.
think it's in the high 20s, something like that. 28, 20 something around there.
What type of character you liked most playing?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm trying to think of just my favorite characters that I played. I'll be totally honest. I don't love being my. I'm going to say my least favorite
Yes,
is if I have to
also.
be an over-the-top werewolf. I just can't do it. It's just very. I just. It's tough for me to do. It's hard because I have nothing to. I'm trying to connect it to in my real life is usually the hardest thing.
Understandable, yeah.
Is I do like playing. I don't mind playing a CEO. But I don't like being the cold CEO. I like a CEO with a little bit of personality, which I feel like was brought out in Billionaire Matchmaker. The one I also done shorts with Mariah, which was the original title was supposed to be Fate at Your Fingertips. Destined for My Billionaire Soulmate is what I think I changed it to, or what they changed it to. I like doing ones like that where it's almost like it might be a rich CEO. But he wasn't really giving it to him. Like, he's not a dumb guy, and I like it when you say the girl's not, you know, the female character is strong as well. So you have something to kind of bounce off. I like those. I think I'd love to do a sports one. I just haven't had the opportunity yet. I'd love to be. I always say, like, I like it when it's a person, a character. I should say a character that I thought was easier to play. I don't think he was a great person, but in Falling for a Superstar, the first one, I played Ashley's ex-husband, and that one, my costume or all my wardrobe was usually just a like a waffle pattern, long sleeve shirt, jeans, and boots, which is kind of what I wear usually anyway. So it just kind of felt like I was a, like you know that guy, right? You know the woman who got divorced from the idiot who doesn't, you know, who's kind of just a moron in life. So I was like, you know that guy, and that's a real person who you know, and that just makes it, I shouldn't say easier, but it's like there's more. Yep, we know who that guy is. I could write a book on him, you know. Where sometimes I'm like, I don't know the billionaire who doesn't know who he wants to date, you know, who's very cold and emotionless. I don't know who that. We could try to create him, but I don't know if I could write a book on this guy, because it's
Yeah,
sometimes
so
I
how
want
do
to
you
be.
get in such a character then? Do you
It's
have also, like I was told from other actors and actresses, they have playlists, music playlists to get into character. Some of them are watching similar characters in kind of movies before that. How did you? What's your trick to
I
switch
like
the
the movies.
personality?
I like the movies to watch. Or like, I'll find YouTube videos or clips that I think. Also, I'm sorry, hold on.
Fine, no
Sorry.
problem.
No, that's actually a fellow German decided to just call me. I'm doing this
Have you
too.
ever been in Germany?
No, but I gotta decline him again. Do not disturb. I've not been to Germany, but Fabian Arnold apparently wants to be on the
Know.
podcast.
I know. I spoke with Fabian last year
Yeah.
when his book dropped for my German podcast. That was so nice.
Well, that was him calling, interrupting twice. But
Say hello to
the
him.
but yeah,
No time. I have to talk to Michaela.
I'll call you back. But no, the yeah, I normally do a YouTube video. It's back to my interview. It's about YouTube videos, or I have the one I did with Sam Myerson and Nilo Jolene, which was Mafia Housewife. That was on StoReal, a smaller platform. Really cool story. But the director told me, she's like, have you ever watched, she gave me a reference, she's like, have you ever watched Roadhouse, the new one, not the Patrick Swayze one, the new one with Conor McGregor? I want you to be arrogant like Conor McGregor. So I said, sounds good. I'm not a big music guy to get into it, because generally on my car rides to set, I have music absolutely blaring in my truck, because that's me getting myself amped up for the day. A lot of people do vocal warm-ups to go to set. I just sing in my car on the way to set.
Like
That's how I do vocals.
carpool
Carpool karaoke, exactly.
karaoke. That's great. I
That's
love carpool. I love carpool karaoke.
Yeah, I'm not yeah, my thing is references. I'm not great at the playlist sometimes. And a lot of the thing that's tough sometimes with the verticals is, I'm sure you see it, but a lot of the male lead characters are very similar. So a lot of the descriptions, they want you to be very similar to, they're all, the descriptions when they give you a character description is all very similar, where it always is, you know, early 30s, you know, emotionally restrained, you know, billionaire. And you try to find sometimes ways to, okay, can I give this guy some charisma or a personality, or let's have, I love when they give you a story that, like, you know, he changes a little bit and he kind of comes out of his shell and you can grow a little bit, which was, I mean, I got to do a little bit in like Shoot at My Heart that I did on Flare Flow with Alexandria
Alexandria.
Watts. Yep.
I saw that one. That
That was a
outfit was
fun one.
really good. That outfit
Thank
was good.
you. Yeah, I don't know why I forgot about one. That I loved because I didn't have to wear a suit. That was so amazing. I literally looked at it, I was like, I just, this is
Thank you. I'll
so
take the
good.
role just because of the outfit.
That was honestly part of it. I usually go home to the Northeast, to Connecticut for 4th of July, Independence Day for US, because I just like being over there for it. And I took that role, and I was in Canada for the Independence Day and 4th of July, because I was like, an outfit with a, I have a SWAT uniform, do this. Yep, I'm in.
That's good. No, this was really great outfit. I
Thanks.
like
I
that.
loved it. I wanted to keep, I actually asked to keep the pants. They're like big cargo pants. I asked a few times to keep them, but
And
wouldn't
no.
let me. No, wouldn't let me.
That's shit. So what would be a really challenging role for you to do?
A challenging role for me, I th if I just really wanted to challenge myself, would be the most out of my comfort zone, probably, is
Yeah.
like a, everybody wants to do them. To me, it'd be the
What?
most challenging. It would be a period piece, like something from the oath, and it's just because I'm not very in tune with all that stuff.
You want to be a knight or what?
I'm not saying I want to. I think that'd just be a challenge. If you give me like something I want to do, it'd be I
What?
loved I've used a race car, like the couple race car ones they did,
Yeah, there
or
were lately a few races, yeah.
I was like even give me like a motorcycle one. I mean, I did get to ride a motorcycle in one of them, but I'm like, give me a motorcycle or derp or an action sport, something like
So
that. A
you,
fisherman, I don't know.
I want to say you want to be more action genre
Yeah.
type,
Make me a
like
blue collar
Fast and the
guy.
Furious and so.
I grew up on those. But yeah, sport, yeah, some sort of an action thing or even a more of a fighter one. I fought for like 10 years when I was growing up. So I was like even a fighting one
So
or
maybe that one who Eric got, the boxing one,
yeah, but I want more boxing.
Because Eric told me he didn't even know why he got this boxing one. It was only his 11th post sport, but he
Yeah.
got the boxing one. So
Yeah. Sometimes I laugh when I see it, but yeah, I was like, give me a sports one. I would love, I'm not sure if you as a viewer, do you, I was talking about that a little bit. I mean, is the billionaire Porsche, or I shouldn't say I've talked, I've asked some other people about it because I'm genuinely curious because
what?
I don't think we've done too many that does the billionaire aspect play a big role in your watching or the source of power that the male has?
I
Or could
hate the
it be?
billionaire ones, Jeff, to be honest,
Okay.
because I don't need every time a billionaire one. I would love to see, for example, more a blue-collared worker.
Okay.
Because every time you see a billionaire one, there's surely maybe an auction or stuff like that where they are throwing 20 billions, blah, this, yeah. That's so ridiculous. That's so beep ridiculous. And for me to be a good CEO, it's not necessary that you have to be a billionaire.
Yeah,
So.
I think the draw for I'm talking, I haven't produced any yet. I'm talking, but my idea is to, right, I think everybody, I mean, whatever, no matter who you are, the draw is you want someone who wants to fight for you,
Yes.
to be with you. Whether it doesn't, I think we're leaning towards the fact that this fighting for you is saving you with my wallet, where
Yeah.
there's a lot of different ways that I could give everything. I could be the most broke person in the world, but I could give everything and fight tooth and nail to save you, save us. And I'd love to explore more of those because even some of the farmer ones is always the husband's still a secret billionaire, where I'm like,
Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
people want to be f someone to fight for them, and that can
I
be
want to
done without a wallet.
see more verticals where the people in the partnership are equal. You know, mostly verticals there is a weak woman sometimes who needs to get hooked up and pregnant that the heroic man can come pick her up, move her in. And he can pay everything for her, otherwise she couldn't survive. That's so ridiculous. I want to see more storylines. I lately saw one, the new one with Miles Cloessi. It was declared as a Christmas vertical, but it wasn't a Christmas vertical. But that doesn't matter for the storyline. There was a storyline. It was okay, the typical vertical drop, surrogacy, wrong sperm, you know. But he was backing her up every single minute in the vertical. So you saw the whole vertical. They are getting a team, more and more a team, and they are go through this whole shit really together as a team. And not because of the money, not because of whatever. It was because he was backing up her by saying, or another vertical, which I really loved because of this team work, was on Drama Box plus Size plus Love with Michael Allen and a new actress. She was a bit plus size actress. And I was a little bit, let's see how this turned out, because Michael Allen always played so dominant man in the verticals he did. But in this one, he was so great supporting her. He was giving her the feeling that she is so beautiful, however she is, while she was kind of, but I need to get a better look because I'm so. So he was pushing her and motivating her in every situation, and that's what I would love to see. Not a hero because of the big money that he can pay for everything. I want to see more the heroic stuff of a man because of true love, that he supports you whatever is needed. So that's for me the difference, what I want to see more, because there, I would say 90% in this vertical, the man is always dominant, always, and the woman is always weak, and
Agreed.
I don't like
That is usually the trope. I think I'm not sure if anyone's explored. I mean, I did one on Drama Pops where with Keira Wisely, where her character wasn't, I was a CEO, but she also weaseled her way into the company, but she was also extremely smart to be able to do it. It wasn't she was in distress, she was able to do, do it herself. But yeah, that's what I would love to, if I get any chance to some of these ideas kick around with some production teams and start making them. I was like, let's try one like that. 'Cause I think that's really what people want is somebody to fight. I mean, even some of my favorite movies, it's like, people are there, like you said, together fighting for each other, not just I save you. I could save you, but it doesn't have to be my wallet. It could be just because I want to, I'm gonna fight tooth and nail. I'm glad you feel the same way though.
I also don't like to see all this so often happening cheating stuff. Every time the women are clearly so dumb that they don't even recognize it for a second, and even if they are recognizing it, they're saying, "Yeah, I will stay more 7 more days and then I'm gone." What the heck? I will pack my shit and I'm out of this situation. You know what I mean?
I don't disagree.
They are so be more powerful. I want to see more powerful women ones, really. Maybe a Miss CEO with a
Miss you.
with you know, women are always the secretary, the assistant, whatever. What, why can't that switch?
Isn't that what I've actually never seen it. Isn't that what the notebook was? The girl was more
Yeah, but this was one out of what the heck?
true.
You
Sorry,
know?
what happened?
Why is there always or mostly always a male alpha?
Flip the script.
And the women are always the omega, the weak ones, who only get lucky because they are the fated mate to the alpha.
I'm not super into the werewolf lore. I don't know if that can happen. But anything can happen if you write it.
Yeah, exactly. You have a vision, that's a vision that can come true, you know?
We shall see. Yeah, we'll see which one. I'm not opposed to it. I would like to see some things like that switch where it's not just I save
But
you
to
with
be
my wallet.
honest, I'm sure that 2026 will be a lot of changes in the industry.
It's definitely going to be. I'm excited. I actually, I shouldn't say it's going to be interesting. I'm excited to see what happens with, some of these new ones that are getting filmed that I've, heard rumors of. And I always genuinely say, like, some of these new ones that I like, whether I'm in them or not, mostly not. I'm like, I really hope they do really well
So that
because I
they get
would love.
produced more. Yeah. Have
So.
you ever shot somewhere else than LA?
Yeah, I've shot. Let's see. I've early on I did one in New York, one in Atlanta, Georgia. Last year, actually a year ago, almost to the day, I was heading to Lithuania and I shot in Lithuania.
Ah, there was a cut with Kyra, this
With
one. Oh, with
I did
Kira, yeah.
one with Kira. I did one in Vancouver. That was Shoot of My Heart with Alex, Alexandria Watts. We shot that in
Ah,
Vancouver, Canada. I
okay.
did two in Vietnam.
In Vietnam,
And
which one for which platform you shot in
those are
Vietnam?
both for Flare Flow. One,
Oh.
what is it called? I forget. I'm going to be totally honest. I forget. There's two that were on Flare Flow. One was with this girl named Rachel. I forget what it was called. It's still up there. The second one I did was with a girl named Nicole, who I can't remember her last name. It went up and then got taken down very quickly.
Also on Flare
And
Flow.
yep, they're on Flare Flow, but I
I
don't
can
know
tell
if.
you Flare Flow is kind of weird because, for example, there was a show of Zane Claudio. Zane Claudio told me, Michaela, my new show dropped and we have Flare Flow today. You should watch it. I was searching this show on Flare Flow so back to hell, I didn't find it. 2 days later, it popped up as an ad and then I could watch it. But after that, I closed the show and I was out of this ad. I couldn't find it anymore. Flare Flow has recent a few shows you can't find about the search function. You only can watch it if it shows up as an advertising where you
Interesting.
can click on it.
Maybe that's the case because I didn't actually get to. I found it another way, on a
Yeah.
different site. But the I couldn't find it on the platform. I reached out and they said, "Oh, we had some issues with some music licensing. It'll be back." But then I still couldn't find it. And I had somebody tell me they're like they let me know they're like, "Oh, it's back up. I just watched it and I couldn't find it." So maybe that's
Yeah,
what it was. I couldn't. I was like, "It's not on my end." So I don't know,
truly,
but.
truly. It's only on Flare Flow that this happens sometimes. Because I was a bit confused and I asked my review ladies where I'm doing always the monthly recap and said, can anyone find this on Flare Flow? And they were, no. But all of them totally at the same time told me, yeah, you have to wait until it shows up in an ad because some shows you can only watch with an ad. And not find in the app. And I said, really? And for example, Aline from Isle of Verticals told me a lot of time, yeah, that's typical Flare Flow. And I said, really? Yeah, but I watched it and it really happened with a few shows. So
Interesting that maybe that's the case with that one. Let me ask you, I gotta ask you with Drama Pops. I'm curious to this too. You watched The Summer I Turned Bad. Did
yes.
you watch it? Did you watch it this way or this way? Because you've been watching
Horizontal.
both.
I watched it
You watched it
horizontal.
horizontal.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that was really neat when they do it.
No, there was another show on Drama Pops where I can watch vertical or horizontal. I don't know what show it was.
There's a few on there, yeah.
If it's possible, I always watch it horizontal.
Okay. I like that.
Because you see more
Yeah,
of
that's
the you
next.
see more of the scenery, so I love to see more of the scenery if it's possible.
That's on my list of 2026. I've yet to shoot one a vertical horizontally.
You have to shoot in Istanbul, huh?
It's on my list to go to Istanbul to shoot.
And then you have to take Kirby with you because Kirby, when I spoke to her, she was so upset that she never had the chance to shoot in Europe. All of her
Oh.
friends were invited in 2025 in summer to shoot somewhere in Europe, but she wasn't. And she was so upset about
Well,
that.
tell her to bring me. It's gotta go both ways.
No, listen, Kirby and I developed a $1 million I will win the lottery, and then we will do six verticals in Europe, a serial one, criminal cases. Like Miss Watson, Miss Marple and Sherlock Holmes, you know, with some
Okay.
criminal cases, and we will shoot one in Lithuania, one in Italy, one in Istanbul. One in Germany, one in France, and one in Scotland. And in every country, the leads are always the same, but the cast changes. And in every country, they have to solve another criminal case.
I like it. I really I don't there's only been a few verticals with like more than one part, I
And
guess.
all on candy jar.
They're all in
What?
they're all in candy
And
jar.
Falling for the Superstar was the only one in another app
Fun.
with a second part, but that was it. And all the shows with more than one part, exceptional Falling for the Superstar, all on Candy Jar.
I wasn't in the second Falling for a Superstar, so I don't know.
No, so
I was there.
that's I'm telling you, it was the only show on a different platform where which got a second part. But the other shows, all on Candy Jar.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that was the reason Kirby claimed the lead in the criminal serial cases, that she can go directly in all of the six countries. And a lot of director and other actors are already in. It's just all about the money. I'm working on it.
So
You
it's all
wanna
about,
be also in?
yeah, if
A
we win
villain
it,
one or a good guy?
I will. It depends what the, I gotta see the story.
We need more murderer, you know.
I could be, I mean, that's fine. I could be a murderer, like a nice murder.
You don't
I
have
don't
to
know.
wear
There's
a
a lot of
suit.
love.
You don't have to wear a suit as a murderer.
Perfect. No, there's, I'd love to see some new storylines coming. Like, that's a great, just anything new. Is I feel like that's a thing different from acting in the verticals to, we'll say, traditional Hollywood, where a lot of people sometimes play, there's just so many different characters and different stories, and here a lot of them are very similar. So as an actor, you're like, okay, yeah, I've done something similar. Okay, I got it. Where it's,
Well,
sometimes they run together a little bit, and you're like, I definitely said the wrong name a few times in the verticals.
yeah, but sometimes the storyline is totally the same, only different cast, and then the exact same stories dropped only 1 or 2 days apart on two different platforms. They didn't even change the character's name in it.
Yeah, people, it's
What the
definitely an
heck?
industry of following, is following trends, which I'd love to get away from a little bit too, where you can I'm hoping the year 2026 is when people take some chances
I'm
to
sure.
try, take a swing and see what works. And I'm, like I said, I always hope, when I saw Game of Choice with, Felix and Kelsey
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Sophia and all those, and Brian and Michael, I was like, I really, really hope this does well, because it's a big swing, and I really hope that it's going to change
Yeah, yeah.
new stories.
Yeah, we will see. Jeff,
Yeah.
on the end of every episode, I'm asking a 5-question cookie. Everyone the same. So,
Okay.
first one, what's your favorite dish? What do you like to eat?
Favorite dish.
Eric told me, by the way, that he needs my cookbook. He needs more to cook in 2026.
Good, because he doesn't cook at all here. So I would love for him to
Yeah, I have to
cook
send him
this time.
over my cookbook.
I would be very impressed. He did he cook dinner the He sort of cooked dinner the other night. I think my favorite dish, if I were to go out to eat, is usually an Italian. I do like Italian food going out, so it'd be chicken parmesan, probably. Chicken
Okay, another
parmesan.
reason to shoot in Europe and Italy this year, huh?
Tell me about it. I love Europe. I haven't been to Italy, but I've been to Greece a few times, and just I love.
Italy is so food porn. Holy moly, Eric, Jeff. Then you have to do a lot of sports because you can eat there so great pizza and pasta. Oh, holy crap.
But I feel like I'm walking a lot. I actually used to have my grandmother is from Italy, and they used to go back, her and my grandfather, maybe every, before they got a little older, a few years, every couple of years. But they would go back to where she, I forget the name of the village that she was from, but they always would say, like, oh, you should come when I was younger. Like, you love it. But they didn't make it sound fun, because it was a small village. So it was the, when you're 8 years old and they say, would you want to come to the, where she's from, the village? There's no TVs, there's nothing to do, there's a park,
Okay.
and so there's like, when you're a
Nah,
little
okay.
kid, it doesn't sound
Got
fun
it, yeah.
when you're a little kid. And I was like, no. But now, as I'm older, I'm like, yeah, now if I got the opportunity, yeah, I would shoot on over there. So anyway, back to the questions.
Yeah. So it's Italian. Oh yeah, Italian food. I'm starving. I haven't eaten this evening. So yeah. Second one, do you have a comfort movie to watch? A movie you watch rewatched a lot of time because you really like it?
Watched a lot of movies a lot of times. I have watched, once I could quote from, I like, my comfort movies are usually comedies
Oh,
that
that's
are
good.
the that are like the hour and a half time frame. So I've watched a lot of Will Ferrell movies. I've watched Step Brothers a lot. That one I can always go back to. Step Brothers. Yeah, that's probably the one that's probably one of the movies I've seen the most times. Step Brothers. When I was a little kid, my comfort movie though was Free Willy. I don't know if you've ever seen that one. When I
That
was
was
younger.
so good.
That was definitely when I was young,
But
when I was a
only the
kid.
first part. The second part wasn't
Yeah.
so good as
I think there's three. One was the one I watched over and over, and then I saw the second one too. But yeah, one. I don't know where it
One
is now.
is
I'm
the
pretty.
great scene when he was standing there and he's jump. Yeah. Oh,
Yep. Points
holy.
up. Willie jumps over. Yep. Yep. I
Yeah,
actually
and then the
have.
Michael Jackson song in it.
Don't get me started.
Perfect. Perfectly.
Yep. That was
I
when I was
think
younger, that was the
the
movie.
total younger people don't know what we're talking
No, that
about.
movie came out in 1993. Most of the actors in the space were not even, I don't even know if their parents were married in
Yeah.
1993.
That's why I'm saying
Yeah.
we
Free
know
Willy.
we both know what we are talking about the Free Willy feeling. Oh
Yep, Free
yes,
Willy.
yeah, that was
I
really a
used to
nice
have
one.
the, I think in this, when I bought the second one on VHS, which a lot of people in this space don't know what a VHS is, but
Yeah.
it had the necklace actually. It had like a little orca necklace. Like,
Really?
what was the
Ooh.
I forget the name of his mentor, the Native American guy that was in it, but
I don't
he I
know.
think had it on. And he, I have that. I'm sure it's at home somewhere kicking around. I actually know. I think it's in a little. I think I know exactly where it is. I think it's in my closet in my bedroom back home. And there's a little chest. Yeah, if I ever when I make it back in the summer, I'll try to if I remember. I'm
Yeah,
like,
check that and send me a photo if it's still there, please. That's cool. So you said earlier you're not that music type, but what's your actually favorite music you like to listen to? What's your typical carpool karaoke song you're singing?
I listen to a lot of country music. I listen to a lot of country. I love like Luke Combs, a guy I've been listening to lately, Steven Wilson Jr. He's very got a lot of talent, but I love that. I love some like tropical house music just because it's feel good. But if I'm like really want to get into some like carpool karaoke, I do the guilty pleasure songs. It's gonna be some Backstreet Boys. It'll be
Oh,
from Millennium. What else on there? Yeah, I'll go to
In
even some.
sync or what?
I was more of Backstreet Boys than NSYNC, but
Okay.
I'll throw on what was Ashley Simpson? Maybe I don't know. I'll throw right some deep cuts like that.
That's good.
Like Pieces of Me by Ashley Simpson is a great song. There's some other greats, Augustana. I don't know. It's fun. Yeah, I love the one hit wonders from the early 2000s and late 90s. You know, like those are the songs they come in. They just come in for one. Edwin McCain. You know, I'll be at.
But to be honest, this music was so great.
So
The
great.
actual music can't compete in any second with the music from the 80s, 90s, or 20s.
I love even I think why I love I mean electronic music is a little different, but I went to Stagecoach last year and I got to see an item on my it was kind of on my bucket list, but it just happened to work out. The Backstreet Boys were there. They did a live
They
set.
come over to Germany for a few
Are they
concerts this year.
the Goo
Roberta,
Goo
do you know
Dolls?
Roberta Spata, the
Yes.
director? She comes
I
to a Backstreet Boys concert in Germany this year, she told
really
me. Yes.
I mean, it was great. I mean, the Goo Goo Dolls I got to see, which was
Google Dots.
yep.
I listened to them this day.
Did
Iris.
you?
Iris is so perfect.
So let me tell you, and I don't know if you've seen the video where they played in the rain on YouTube. Yeah. So like that was in 2004. So I've watched that forever. And last year I got to see them live. And let me tell you, like I saw like singing, it was 100,000 people. For Iris was just like a magical experience.
Oh, I can believe that.
Yeah, that was
Oh, I'm
amazing.
jealous.
I was jealous of myself. People like, and it was funny because you could definitely tell the age of people who were in the crowd. Some of the younger kids were like, I think I've heard this before. And like the older people would be like tears coming down their faces, you
Yeah, and
know,
they can sing along and
every
oh.
word.
Okay, I'm jealous now. Okay, you got me. Last two questions.
Yes.
When I will come up to you and say, listen, Jeff, I've never watched a vertical. Which one of yours I should definitely have watched?
I'd probably go. That's tough. I think I'd probably shoot Billionaire Matchmaker to you first.
Yeah, I understand that.
That would probably be the one. Billionaire Matchmaker, or depending on the person, I'd say if you want a love story, that something a little different, Shoot of My Heart. But yeah, I think Billionaire Matchmaker was from just because I had a lot of fun filming, and the reactions I think for most people are that that's their favorite.
Yeah. And last question, which genre you want to see more on you in this vertical space?
Genre sports. For me, I'd love sports. I want to do a sports one. Or
I
like we
will
talked
do a
about, maybe
sports one.
sports, or maybe like we kind of talked about, we touched upon, where it doesn't need to be, the richest person in the world, but you're fighting for the person in other ways without your wallet.
Yeah, Mike. Do you know where I would see you in what genre?
Tell me.
A Western one.
I'll do it. Sounds like a plan.
So an old Western one with saloon style and burlesque girls and the sheriff one, duels, lasso, yeehaw. That would be
I'm
so
down.
good.
Am I like a am I like a train robber or a good guy?
You
I'll be the
can
villain in one of
choose.
those. I'll be a Jesse James. I'll be an outlaw. No worries.
There also robbery and stuff makes sense, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, that was a huge part of that culture in the Western, like train
Yes.
robbing. Yeah, what was I forget the I mean Bonnie and Clyde was Western. Yep,
Something
so
like that. That would be so great.
don't tell me
Yeah.
twice.
We will see. Jeff, thank you so much for your time talking to me. I told Fabian that he disrupted that you will call him back.
Yeah. Thanks.
It was a bit
Great, now I
okay.
have to.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Jeff, thank you
Enjoy.
so much. I wish you all the best for 2026. Great roles, whatever you wanted to play, that will come along your way. And if the European jackpot will be mine, I will contact you because then we will start the European series one, okay?
Keep me in the loop. Fingers crossed.
We will do that. Thank you so much, Jeff. Nice
Thank you,
day.
Michaela. Have a good
Bye.
one. Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.